Your DNA determined which sport you should play. You're going to hear some opinions on that on today's show, and then we want to hear yours. I'm Carl Azus. You have found CNN Student News. First up, more than 1,000 emergency workers are in the city of Joplin, Missouri right now. And these images give you an idea why. A tornado, one of the deadliest in U.S. history, ripped through the town on Sunday night. At least 116 people were killed, and the emergency workers, who are from four different states, are trying to find survivors. This tornado and the damage that it left behind were extreme. Officials say the twister was, at its biggest point, three-quarters of a mile wide. Homes, businesses, all left in ruins. Joplin High School was ripped apart. The senior class had just finished their graduation ceremonies at a nearby university when the storm hit. The high school's principal said it looked like a bomb had gone off. One survivor said the tornado started as a low roar and then, quote, got louder and louder until it sounded like 50 semi-trucks going about 70 miles per hour outside the front door. Randy Kay has more now on the incredible impact of this tornado and the reaction of some of the people who lived through it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is what the massive tornado looked like as it was bearing down on Joplin, Missouri. But listen to this. This is what it sounded like from inside a convenience store, where terrified customers rode out the storm, jammed inside a dark, refrigerated storeroom. We talked to one of those who was crammed inside.
There were about 20 people in the back, huddled down, and everyone was kind of just deciding what to do. And all of a sudden, the glass in the front of the building just got sucked out, it was completely blew out. And my buddy, who was with me, kind of had the idea that we should all like run as fast as we can and get in that cooler.
Those people inside, thankful to be alive.
Basically, the only thing that was left standing was the cooler that we were in.
In a matter of moments, the tornado was gone. In a flash, lives changed.
There were semis laid over on their side. There were several off on the ramp that were laid over. Several people up on the banks that were hurt, bleeding. They were walking wounded, I guess. Best way to put that.
One of the hardest hit places, the hospital.
Every window looks to be blown out. There's debris hanging out of the windows. There are just cars stacked all over the parking lot.
The power of the storm sent x-rays flying. They were found as far as 70 miles away. The tornado was at least half a mile wide and hit residential areas and businesses alike, including the city's Home Depot and Walmart.
I don't think you can single out to any one area. The entire path of the tornado that took through town has just basically devastated the central portion of Joplin.
Not even rescuers themselves were spared. Also hit the fire chief's home.
It's been destroyed.
Joplin, Missouri, literally cut in two. Randy Kay, CNN, Atlanta.